Hey, man, it's an honor to be here this morning. We was sitting in the Walmart parking lot when we ran into Brother Randy, and he just flat out asked me, "You want to come Sunday?" I said, "Yes, sir." So here we are. I can't tell you how much we enjoyed that song service, seeing them young people get up here and sing. It's a rarity in churches today. It done my heart good. Amen. If you would, find your place in your Bible in Proverbs 18. We won't be staying here long. We'll go to another piece of scripture here in a minute. But we'll begin reading in verse 24. And it says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Amen. Let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah.
I have a little brother, but he ain't old enough to comprehend everything that I'm telling him. All the problems that I have, or he ain't old enough to help me. So I can't go to him for if I need something, if I need help to fix something, if I need some help on a project that I'm doing, or if I'm studying something in the Word. He can't help me. He's not older than me. He's not wiser than me. I'm not being mean or nothing, but it's just the truth, Brother Randy. And some things I can't go to my dad about. Some things it's just too dark for him to know. Some of them trials, some of them storms, I just don't want him to know about. I can't go to my pastor because some things is just too dark for him. And if some of y'all may know what I'm talking about this morning. I don't know none of y'all. Y'all don't know me. Y'all may know my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents even. But y'all don't know me, and I don't know y'all, but some of y'all may have some storms during the prayer request this morning. Some of y'all have some storms y'all may be going through. I want to tell you, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother that can help you with them storms, them trials. And now we'll flip over to John, chapter number 15. Y'all don't have to go there if you don't want to. But we'll begin reading in verse 13, and it says, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." And that's where we'll end reading today. But it wasn't a lot of reading, but a preacher man said one time, "You never can pray too much." Yeah. I want to thank God that I can always go to him anytime I need him. Yeah. He's always there. Yeah. And with that, I'd like to ask Brother Bryce Harrell if he would pray over the remainder of the service.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for all your blessings. God, Lord, we ask you to help Brother Bryant, Lord, as he comes to bring the word. Lord, we pray, dear Lord, that if there's one within these walls, Lord, that doesn't know your precious and sweet holy name, Lord, one that's backslid, Lord, we pray, dear Lord, that something, Lord, that may be said or done, Lord, can just prick their heart, Lord, touch them, let them know that the place wherewith they stand, dear Lord, is in a good place. And Lord, we pray, dear Lord, that they can be drawn closer to you. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for it all. In Christ Jesus' name we do beg.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Bryce. I really do appreciate that. It's always good to have somebody you know with you and support you. Amen. I always like to take somebody with me whenever I go out somewhere, especially when I've never been there before. But my first point is, as we read in Proverbs, there's no friend. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And he's proved himself. Amen. That's my first point. He's proven himself. You say, how is he proving himself? He's a petition-bearing friend. You can take your petitions to him anytime. He'll bear your burdens. He's always there. Whether it's at work, while you're driving down the road, you can pray with your eyes open. Just say, "Lord, I'm struggling with this, or this is going on in my life. Can you help me with it, Lord? Please, I need help. I don't know how I'm going to make it another day. Lord, I'm just going to lay it in your hands. I'm trusting you." Friend, that's when the work starts. That's when business will pick up. That's when you'll start seeing a change. It's when you start leaving it all at Christ's feet. When you start putting it all in His hands. Amen. There's none like Jesus. Amen. I've not lived long enough to be through a lot of storms. I've only lived 16 years. About to turn 17, my bad. But that ain't long enough to see a lot of storms, to go through a lot of trials, enough to talk about. But some of y'all may know some storms, some children that have went astray, some grandparents, some parents that ain't saved, relatives that are just have rejected you because you accepted Christ.
Amen.
Friend, when your family forsakes you, he'll take you in.
Amen.
It's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, Brother Randy.
Amen.
Ain't that a good piece of knowing? That storm last night, it was wild.
Amen.
They were building it up like it was something big. Get in your basements. By 9 o'clock, by 6 o'clock, they said, we was down in the basement, down in the bottom of our house, the most protective place we could get. But all the while, while we were sleeping in that basement, the Lord was wide awake, watching over us, making sure we was all right, making sure we didn't lose anything, making sure we stayed safe, amen.
Yeah.
And my last and final point, he's a punishment taking. He took your punishment. Amen. On that rugged hill called Mount Calvary.
Yeah,
he bore my cross. He bore my sin.
Yeah.
He died and rose again 3 days later. No man died like him, friend. It was a bitter, cruel death. He didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve one nail in his hand, no nails in his feet, no crown of thorns, no stripes on his back. But he did it all for me and you, friend. He loved you and me so much, knowing we'd do him so wrong. But yet he gave his life willingly that we might live with him forever. And I know I wasn't long at all. That wasn't nothing very deep. And that was all the Lord had on my heart, Brother Randy. Bless you, Brother Randy.
Amen. Not in the length. Not in the length. I appreciate this young man. I really do. Appreciate what he brought. He brought you the truth. Come on, get a verse of a song. You know, never know the hearts of the people. But Jesus, they sang a song that says, Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. You know, I think when I look at Brother Bryant, I see a young man. A young man. A little bit more than that, I see a young man that's give his life to the Lord. And I believe he's trying to walk with the Lord as much and as close as he can. I believe that. I found that out on my own, folks. I didn't ask nobody about him. Didn't felt like I had to.